Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Happy Friday. Well, it's time to welcome back to the program Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, New York Times best-selling author, Fox News political contributor, Washington Times columnist, and an all-around warm human person. Hello, Tammy. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and happy Good Friday to everyone out there as
well. Yeah, that's for sure. All right, I saw your column, Obama Deliberately Emboldening America's Enemies. Team Obama's Bizarre Behavior Helps Gitmo Terrorist Foil Justice. And my first instinct was to say, wait a minute, Al-Qaeda, oh, they've been brought to their knees. obviously you caught the party in the sun the other day, and maybe the president didn't?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I think that Al-Qaeda is on the run, like how we were able to keep our doctors in hospitals.
Yeah.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, look, there's a lot of breaking news that, you know, is related to the column as well. I mean, a video was released by Al-Qaeda having effectively an Al-Qaeda convention. I don't know if they had gift bags or what else they do at their convention, but a video of a gaggle of about over 100 fighters and major Al-Qaeda leadership in Yemen, where apparently we didn't know about it, and even worse, if we did, we did nothing. You know, one drone blast there, they were all huddled together, you know, like a gaggle of geese, would have eliminated virtually, Andy, the entire Al-Qaeda threat.
Yeah.
And it's astounding that we didn't do that.
It really is, because, I mean, I looked at it and I immediately named it the Johnny Jihad Convention of 2014. I mean, it's clearly out into the, I mean, seriously, it's out in the bright sunshine for the world to see, and we did nothing about it. We, the people who catch every phone call, every text, every email in the world, according to what has been disclosed by Edward Snowden and others, we didn't know about this.
You know, and in the name, Andy, this is the absurdity of why we're down the rabbit hole here. They're listening to our texts and our emails and our Skypes in the name of stopping terrorism and keeping America safe. And these guys in Yemen were in big white SUVs. They had their flags. I mean, I probably could have seen it if I looked at Google Earth. And there's nothing happening. Now, beyond that, also, Andy, we've got two other things. The new revelation out of Gitmo, that the terrorist prisoners there are so emboldened, they are aggressive. They're not just on hunger strikes. They are aggressively attacking our guards with what's known as the bodily fluid little cocktail bombs.
Yep.
They somehow are able to physically do that. And secondarily now, the September 11th families who are watching the circus of the hearings down there have come out publicly and said that they believe Obama is deliberately trying to sabotage the trials. And in the column this week, I have a very nice statement in a conversation I had with Deborah Burlingame, whose brother was the pilot of the flight that flew into the Pentagon. And she is not too happy about what Holder has been doing and what Obama's been doing.
All right, so, you know, what does it tell you about this administration? The lack of response to the, you know, the convention, and then this. It tells me that they're asleep at the switch. Yeah, you know, had this been a party of right-wingers, a drone would have been looking down on them, you know? I mean,
yeah, or look, if we just told them Clive Bundy was over there, we would have had it. I mean, come on, it looked like the desert. We could have just flown them over there and said, "Hey, it's a bunch of ranchers who want to have some cows." And I'm sure they would have been there in force. I mean, here my original column title, Andy, was Is Obama Emboldening with a question mark? I think after reading it, the Washington Times then just took out the question.
Yeah.
But we have two options. Is that we're asleep at the wheel, as you've mentioned. And the other more difficult option for many people is what I believe is that this is deliberate, that Obama makes very specific choices. And we see that when it comes to whether it's the ranch here in America in Nevada, whether it's specific drone strikes of individuals that we've seen them be very aggressive with. We do know that they, in fact, are monitoring everything in the world. We've seen that, and yet nothing occurs with this. So I'm concerned that, in fact, it's the second option, which is that for some reason there is a deliberate, in a way, perhaps sympathizing
Yeah.
God forbid, but I think so, with our enemy. And that's what the column addresses, I think.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Bundy Ranch, that whole situation. The fact that we sent 200, you know, armed personnel in there to take over and retrieve this man's cattle and all, when really all they had to do is garnish this man's, you know, bank accounts, put liens sure. against him. They have other means of doing this. This was a show of force, a deliberate show of force.
Yeah, oh yes, it was. It had nothing to do really with what they needed to get from a guy who they allege wasn't paying taxes. The fact is, this was a statement to everyone in the country.
Yeah.
That if you do not do as we say, we are going to jump down your throat. Now, what they did not anticipate, and most people recognize that perhaps Mr. Bundy, of course, owes some taxes. But what we are sick and tired of is this heavy-handed, absurd, tyrannical behavior when our system allows the government to address these things in a legal framework. And, of course, everybody remembers Ruby Ridge. Everyone remembers Waco. These are things that are unnecessary, and it's as though the government, and Harry Reid made some remarkable statements afterwards, want a statement to the American people or need to see something themselves that remind themselves in their fantasy world that they're gods on earth. And you know what? We've got chances to change that. One of them is in November, but thank God no one was hurt in this situation, and thank goodness the American people are saying, physically and politically, enough is enough.
But just this week, CNN, MSNBC, and now Harry Reid have declared that Bundy and the supporters are domestic terrorists. Never fired a shot, but they're terrorists. And they're comparing them to people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Osama bin Laden. And I think they're going to try to run on this as they head toward November.
Well, see, that's it. I think that's part of it, too. You've hit the nail on the head, Andy, is that this is panic from a regime that is trying to send a message that Americans are out of control. As we let the Johnny Jihad convention go on, the fact is that they once again, the left in this country, the liberal Democrat leadership, can only work if they pit American against American. And no matter who we are, what our politics are, what our skin color, whether we own a ranch or if we are a city dweller, we know that our lives are ruined by this, and yet you are seeing this strategy that Democrats have used it for years, and I think everyone, including other Democrats, are tired of this absurdity, and it is also dangerous. They were willing. But see, this is also a big difference why I love new media. You know, you're online as well as on terrestrial radio. We have blogs and Twitter. Unlike with Ruby Ridge or Waco, we now have the ability to send the news ourselves around the world.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was a different factor in Nevada at Bundy, and I'm excited about that.
Yep, for sure. All right, folks, if you haven't read this, you need to do it, either in the print edition today or online at WashingtonTimes.com. Obama deliberately emboldening America's enemies. It's by Tammy Bruce, and I could see the steam coming out of her ears as she was writing. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you, dear.
See ya. All right, folks, stay tuned. 1229, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, this week's Golden Hammer Award with Philip Schwartz.